Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, episode 138, part 2, Are You in the Smoke? Today is Sunday, March 21st, 2010. Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast. I am your hostess with the mostest, Janine Arnopoulos, and I'm coming to you from Spirited, North Minneapolis, Minnesota, USA. Pastor Paul's mission is the grocery shelf to the state of Minnesota, and we're located in Disciples Ministries historic Mikra Kodesh Synagogue at 1000 Oliver Avenue in North Minneapolis. If you need food and you live in Minnesota and you are living in a household of two or more, or you are a senior 60 years and older or disabled with proof, be sure to call us at 612-521-4665 Monday through Friday to register your household for monthly groceries. Be sure to call between 1 and 3 p.m. You can also visit us online at www.pastorpaul.org, where you can make a tax-deductible donation to support our urban mission operations. Be sure to join our community online. At the top of the homepage, you're going to find interactive links to Pastor Paul's blog, Flickr, the podcast, Life Vantage, YouTube, and Twitter. You can also leave a comment, ask a question, make a suggestion, or give a testimony at Pastor Paul's blog, where you will find the show notes. You can email me, janine@pastorpaul.org, and in the show notes, you're going to also find scripture links that are within Pastor Paul's messages. Be sure to join us every Friday for part one of Pastor Paul's messages and Sundays for part two. This month, the messages are the following: Go Forth Without the Camp, Are We Sincere, Are You in the Smoke, The Riches of His Grace. So there you have it, the month of March. Have a great month and a beautiful spring. God bless you.
Oh, as you go out camping and you're out there, and your kids, and they sit around the campfire there, and they say, all right, now we're going to tell stories. And you're sitting there, you know, and, ooh, it's all spooky out there in the woods and everything, you know. And you're sitting there, and then they say, and then they make up these stories, and then this big bear, and he was creaking, and then they had somebody hiding off in the bush cracking sticks. What was that? I don't know, I'll be real quiet, you guys. And they're real quiet. Oh, it's nothing. It's probably just a squirrel. Then the guy's out in the weeds out there. He picks up a big old stick. See, he's about dying laughing. And he breaks one of these great branches. I'm about this big around. Whang! Well, that was, sure was no squirrel. And, you know, you're sitting around this campfire, and it's all cozy and warm and everything. And pretty soon your eyes are burning. You know what I mean? Oh, and it seems like the wind blows right your way, so you catch all the smoke. And you shift places, and you go sit over here, and here's this guy sitting. He's all right. Now it's blowing all over on top of you again. Isn't that the way it is? Maybe I'm a little bit crazy. I don't know. Even in the comforts of our very own home, we have relations. Mark it down. Every relationship engenders its trials. If you're going to be next to somebody, it's going to engender a trial. Oh, there's one person at work, I tell you, you can depend on them. They're so like clockwork, and they're so much the same all of the time. I just love that person. And for weeks and months you've been working with them, and you just love to work with them. They're so great, and you come in and you put your arm around. Hi. Haven't you got anything to do? Don't you get wounded? Well, sure, huh? Your next step is to get real good and mad. I didn't say anything to her. All I said was, hi, you know. What's wrong with her today? Whew, what a grouch. I'll never like her again. I hate her. Huh? Up in the many smoky trials. Hey, it's wonderful. At least you got somebody hanging with you. Isn't this a favorite phrase of the Christians? Hang in there. Means like they're always hanging in there. They're never standing up and they're so busy hanging in there. Hang on. I often wonder to what? Let go of yourself. Hang on. They got their arms wrapped around themselves. But also, every new, fresh relationship, everyone we enter into opens up new joys. But it's always a new source of sorrows. Oh, I met the most neatest guy today. Whoop-de-doop-de-doop-de-doop-de-doop-de-doop. He was so neat, 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 neat. Know what I mean? Neat. He's a neato. You just met somebody that you're going to have to put up with down the line somewhere. Someone that's going to be one of them old wine bottles that's hanging up and getting a lot of flack and a lot of smoke. And you're going to say, well, what got into them? It's always a new source of sorrows. Oh, the little baby comes home. Sweetheart, nummy little doober. Doobie, 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 huh? Do they bring you any sorrows? You're pretty sorry looking when you have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, guy. Huh? Isn't that right, John? Laying there trying to get some sleep, and it looks like a herd of turtles comes into your bedroom. Daddy-o! And they will bring you sorrow until the day that you die. Relationships engender sorrow. There's trials in having friends. There's trials in being in the body of Christ. You have to put up with one another. Some people don't put up. I'll go someplace where there's nobody to put up with. I'll go to this church over here. Boy, these guys got it together. Wow, look at them. Oh, they're so spiritual. Oh, huh? Huh? I just have to laugh. I really do. I mean, I do. Because they go in, they take a look, and they think, this is it. Oh! And they think, that's all there is to it. Well, these people, they'll be like angels. You won't have to worry about ruffling their feathers. You better not ruffle their feathers. No, watch them. You ruffle their feathers one time, boy. Oh, bam! Don't you understand? Dealing with people. Going to have trials with them. Maybe you don't like to hear this. Maybe. But just go there and see if if that isn't right. That's why God has no respect to persons. They're all the same.
always a brand new source of stuff. Now, Dolores goes out, and she finds a brand new store, and she gets in the store, and they give her everything. Well, do you want this? Here, take this. Oh, wait, is there more we can give you? Well, let's get, now I'm just using you, Dolores, not picking on you. And they give you this, and they give you that, and they, isn't that true? And they give you everything, they pile it on. But the one day you go in there, and this source of joy turns to a source of sorrow. Sorry, we're cutting you off. Bam! It wasn't very neat, right? It's going to happen. You're dealing with people. Now, about your parents out there. Have you gone through the smoke? I'll tell you what, when you go through the smoke and you get a little experience, you learn to appreciate God in the inner source. You go through these things and everything is around you and even yourself, your countenance and everything breaks down. It's God saying, I'm inside this old dried up wine bottle. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek it. I'm in here. I'm in this miserable wine sack with you. Now I had to hang you up and get you all by yourself and get all the people's attention off you, and you had to become dark and wrinkled and parched and cracked so you'd catch on. So how about you parents? I know you're your children, you listening on the radio, is just a real joy. But they are also your smoke. Aren't they? Aren't those children your smoke? How many are hearing this? They are your source of joy, but they are your smoke. They can break your heart. They can grieve your spirit. Let me tell you, even when the... Even when they do smoke, and they get smoked, you know who will be in there smoking with them? You will be. When the kids are in there smoking, you're going to be in there smoking with them. But are you wealthy? Maybe you're listening on the radio and you're wealthy. Lock all the doors and windows. Nobody else is getting out of here. Maybe you're listening to me and you are wealthy. Now it has joys with it. But still it has trials and sorrows and troubles. You have more to care for. You have more to worry about. You could lose it overnight. Banks could close. People could run away with all of your money. You could be sued. You could be kidnapped. You could be shot. Look at the Kennedys. Stocks, they could flop overnight, and it says in the end, men's hearts will fail. And I found out in my ministry that joy and sorrow are twins. You weep for joy, and you weep for sorrow. See, our fire here gives us smoke to let us know that our comforts have their trials also. Yes, oh, our fire gives us smoke to tell us that our comforts have their trials with them, and we as Christians have extraordinary fires, so we must expect to have extraordinary smoke. We receive Jesus Christ and have the fires of love and have the fires of peace and have the fires of joy and have the fires of grace. And then in this world that tries and smother it, it causes you a lot of smoke. You come on with a lot of love and you come on with a lot of peace and joy and grace, and the opposite will move in, the wet blanket crowd, and they'll cause you to smoke. Maybe it's in your job where you're hanging in the smoke. But your joy is still on the inside. We have the promise of God's Word. There is much fire in it, but many, many times the smoke hides the meaning. I mean, it hides the illumination of the Word. And so we get hung up in the smoke to test our hope. Hope upon hope, the Bible says. Hope upon hope. Hope upon it. You have that joy of assurance, but you also have the smoke of doubt which gets in your eyes. It blinds you, and you just, oh man, I doubt this thing. Man, this is a terrible trial. I wonder what's going on. But I said we also have the trials that come out of our comforts. The more comforts you have, the more fire, the more sorrows, the more smoke. Many times we come to church to warm our hands, but then the ministry has much smoke in it. The Holy Spirit starts to convict here and convict there, and the sermon searching you out hits you, and you say, I don't mind an ouchless band-aid, but today I got full surgery. I got my head cut off. And walk out of here with your head. Man, what happened? Now, I'll tell you one thing I've learned. The fire of the gospel ministry can cause much smoke. Are you hearing it? Bottles of smoke. But I think David had another thought. Like, the poor bottles stayed so long in the smoke that they turned black, not just one puff of smoke, not just one day in the smoke, not just one week in the smoke, not just one year in the smoke, but many years in the smoke, but that it lives in an atmosphere of smoke. Now, I believe this ministry, an upfront ministry, gospel preaching ministry, is going to receive, has received much grace, but look out for a lot of smoke bombs that might walk in. You're going to get smoke. Wherever there's fire, you're going to have smoke. Wherever. So you got to keep moving around. Are you hearing it? And so you see, some of us hang like bottles in the smoke for days or weeks or years. No sooner do you get out of one trouble than another one comes along. You hit the top of the mountain only to see the top of another mountain, and you look down and woo, down you go. You're always in the smoke. No sooner do you get out of trouble, no sooner are you at ease, and another one is upon you. Oh, I'm just having a great, big, happy old time. And oh, man, everything is going so great. Now I almost forget about the old smoky little room there that I'm going to be put in. And oh, I'm out there, and oh, wow, I'm transparent. Everybody can see what's going on. Wow, things are really breaking for you, Charlie boy. Pastor Paul, wowsy-dowsy-do. And a thought comes to me. Ooh. Get ready for the smoke. Get ready for the next trial. Is that right? I mean, if you're going to continue on in Jesus and you're going to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're really going to get to know Him, and you come out of this one smoky situation, this persecution trial, and all these different things, and all the, oh man, I mean, hey. And you want to grow in the Lord, there's another one. But you know something, what you have on your side? You have experience.
experience. When you get, John, when you get to be my age, and Randy, when you get to be my age, you know what you're going to have? Experience. Good ones, but wherever there's good ones, there's got to be bad ones. Happy ones, but wherever there's happy ones, there's got to be sad ones. Up ones, but where there's up ones, there's got to be down ones. It's called equalizers. How many hearing this? Ooh-wee. That is the way it is, and that's the reality of going out and getting up front and preaching the gospel. You're always in the smoke, and you'll always be in the smoke, and that's where I want to be. Because where there is smoke, there is fire. So listen, beautiful people listening on the radio, that was David's condition. He had trials every day, each day trials. Maybe your mate is not born again. Or they have habits and they have hang-ups and they have hang-on-tos. Or your children are rebellious. Or each day it seems is filled with grief. Do you see this truth then that I'm speaking here today? You are become like bottles in the smoke. But now I'm closing on this. There is another point. Christian men and women, they feel their troubles. They are in the smoke. They are like a bottle in the smoke. There are some things you could hang up for months. Some, they don't change much. Because they are so black and shriveled, they become worse. But the poor skin bottle shrivels up in the heat. It shows the effects of the smoke. You can tell somebody when they're in the smoke closet. You can tell somebody. They look like that old wineskin up there, or that old holder of dry goods in there. You know, they get sort of that dark look about them, and they get this sort of that hang of the mouth thing, and they get the wrinkles and they get the creases in their faith, and they're going through the trials and they're going through these tribulations, and some think that's negative. Oh, that's negative. A man of grace and power should never feel those things, and he should never go by feeling. Thus saith the Lord. Huh? No, they say it like this. We could be burned, stabbed, stoned, and not feel a thing. That's wrong. We are not stones. We are bottles in the smoke. We feel our trials much, much more because they're most times come from God. Now, do you think God would send you a trial if you could claim you wouldn't feel it? I'm going to send you a trial. I don't receive it. Huh? You ever heard anybody say that? I refuse to receive that. It's like somebody coming up and saying, I'm firing you. Here's your 3 pink slips and your check all at once. I don't receive it. Well, that doesn't make any difference. They're going to lock the door. You cannot come in that building. If you do, they'll pick you up by the armpits and throw you out of there. Isn't that right? See, it's just realistic, isn't it? Who is it? I mean, I'm trying to make it real, realistic. I don't claim that. You didn't claim it. God sent it to you. There's no claiming to it at all. It's yours. Get up there. And you can claim until the Lord comes. So you say, Lord, have your own way. You're going to hang up in that closet, in that smoke closet. No, we feel the trials much more because they're coming from God.
But at the same time, it's a funny thing, they can bring us rejoicing because we know they will work, the Bible says, the fruit of righteousness in us. When you go through something, when you go through a thing, it works in that beautiful thing. I don't know if I got this claw here. I wish I had it here. I had a message one time on, oh, here it is in my collage of goodies. They have people, in olden times, they'd go mar the fruit, just like that they hack at the tree so it'll produce more. A real good tree, they just hack the bottom of it to pieces, apple trees and orange trees, and they mar them. Okay, now you're giving out beautifully. Yeehaw! Why do they do that? Because that's when they produce. And they take and they know just how to do it and they mar the fruit. They go, but it takes a knowing hand how to mark the fruit just right, the figs. And they produce more and they're bigger varieties and they're better. They've been afflicted. You see, somebody's been through a whole lot of trials. Aren't they a better person? Aren't they reality with two legs? Unless they become bitter and hard. Kill or be killed, type people. Get yours first. No, I'm talking about Christians that have been through the trials and afflictions and all of these persecutions and so on like that. God does it. And so let us not be so carnal and unbelieving and cold with trials. But walk in faith into the courts of God and ask the Father, Father, what is this trial for? What is this tribulation for? What is this suffering for, Father? Let me know what I'm suffering for. But see, faith itself doesn't sidestep the pain of chastisement. It enables us to endure. You ever have, you know, when you have your kids, you got to teach them to endure. Don't you? Sometimes they don't want to put their snowsuit on or something like that, you know. And you say, now get your other foot in there, and they're all crying. They stiffen out. Huh? Well, you're going to get this snowsuit on you whether you like it or not. And so you teach them how to endure, and you stuff that leg in there, and you stuff the other leg in there, and you pull your arm back, and you pull your arm back, you know, put the snowsuit on it, and you zip it up, and you're bawling and screaming and crying, and you put the hat on it, and they have to endure. Why not? You're enduring with them, aren't you? What's the truth, isn't it? See? And you put the galoshes on them, and they bend their foot sideways, and you straighten the foot out, and you stiffen your foot up there. Endure. Stiffen it up. You jam it on there and you jam the other one on. You put a scarf around them and they walk out like some kind of a robot. You know what I mean? And they get outside and they have all kinds of joy. You see them out there. Whee! Jumping in the snowbank. You know what I mean? And you teach them how to endure. And the next time they come, I don't want to put my snowsuit on. Well, then you won't go out. About a half hour later, I want to put my snowsuit on. I'd rather endure that than stay here with you. This old smoky house. Huh? Ooh. Now, I want to say something here. A Christian is not wrong, no way, in giving way to his feelings. Well, Jesus cried. Wept over Jerusalem, cried when Lazarus was in the tomb. Oh, but you should not show emotions. That would be lack of faith. I mean, you know, claim it isn't so, and if you claim it isn't so, of course you can't cry. Your leg is chopped off, but claim it not to be. Pay no attention, it's just a symptom. And by faith, it'll jump off the floor and go back on your body again. Hey, what I'm saying here is the truth. And the people look at you like some kind of a nut.
is the truth, isn't it? And there'll be certain people listening on the radio. Well, it could happen. Oh, I know that. Why take the risk by being stupid? How many are hearing this? Like the guy says, I don't have a headache. And he's having a hemorrhage. I do not have a headache. And pretty soon he's holding his head. Oh, boom, 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 boom. Cause of death, no headache. I tell you, if I went to one of their meetings, they were skyhooks would be in there. They'd have the spiritual patrol would be in there after me. Only it wouldn't look too spiritual. They'd be beating me. Too much reality. See, but the problem is we left the gospel of Jesus Christ and we don't want to have any kind of trials. We don't want to relate with anything like that. No, wait. And here's Jesus from a cross, God crying out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? I tell you today, our Heavenly Father never intended to take away our griefs. When we are under trial, no way. Jesus was afflicted. Jesus was a man that went through trials and tests. Jesus, hallelujah, God come as a man, was acquainted with sorrows. He knew them. You're not going to be put beyond the flood, but he puts an ark out there for you to escape it. Or until you rest on a mountain, are you hearing this? Or until you get to heaven. Yes, we have painful feelings. Did you ever have them feelings that are painful? Oh, feelings. Feelings like I never had before. Oh, feelings. Huh? Don't go by feelings. You hold your hand over the fire. Don't go by them. Your hand burns off and falls off. No, you got feelings. They're for a reason. Painful feelings. Yeah, we got to rejoice and we got to sing praises while we suffer. I am become like a bottle in the smoke. And David is laying there looking at all these shrinking things. He's kicked out of the king's court, and there he is out there living with all these poor folks. I really feel what God puts on me, don't you? When God puts something on you, don't you feel it? Or do you think he put something on you so you didn't feel it? I feel what God puts on me when he's dealing with my conscience, when he's dealing with my attitudes, when he's dealing with my motives. Don't you feel that? There you go again. See, you're not supposed to go by feelings. That's why you're so messed up, Pastor Paul. Talking to a person not too long ago, and says, well, now, you have a mission, and you have a church. And if you have the mission, doesn't the mission swallow up the church? Huh? And I thought to myself, what an ignorant thing to say. The church does have a mission to feed the poor, meet the needs of the people. Where were you when I was sick and in prison? Where were you when I was a widow? And it has all those duties to do, and you're sitting here asking me such an asinine question. I don't even want to answer it.
The problem is the person had never been in the smoke. And so then the wife and the husband, they started agreeing back and forth, and I didn't answer right away, so they were really smacking their lips and getting real wisdom. They felt this anointing to go on. You know what I mean? And I thought, go ahead at it, because you know what? Nothing, you convince a fool against their will, he's of the same opinion still. And I thought to myself, here are two very lazy people. Isn't that right? Isn't that what the church is supposed to be doing? I don't know. That's what the Bible tells me. No, you're going to have your feelings, and you're going to feel things, and you're going to feel down, and you're going to get depressed, and you're going to say, my God, what's going on? I'm like a bottle in the smoke. See, a trial that we don't feel is no trial at all. Isn't that right? If you spank your kid, don't you want him to feel it? He just sits there and smiles at you while you're... Hurt your hand? Try a club. Huh? No, you want the kid to feel it. Right? Some parents, they make sure that Junior's got 14 diapers on and wax pants and a snowsuit and a scarf stuck in there and everything, and then they go, no, naughty, naughty. Isn't he cute? Huh? Well, I tell you what, you better get pull down them pants and get past them wax diapers and get in inside there, or you're going to have you a full-grown monster. Child dealer? Child, I heard it. I heard it on the radio. Arrest him. Throw him in the clink. He's telling people to beat their kids. No, raising kids has a certain amount. You have a charter of chastisements. When they do wrong, then you do this and so on. Like, there's a certain amount of rules that got to be kept, all right? You ever seen somebody that's never been spanked? Man, they are miserable, self-centered, egotistical, frumping boobs, right? Aren't they? Ask my mother the windmill. She'll tell you. I needed it. Glory. Are you hearing this message today? Maybe it's too simple. Maybe it's too real. See, it's feeling the trial that makes it a trial. Are you feeling the trial right now? That's how you know it's a trial. Stop binding Satan every time you have a trial. Well, people get into that. I mean, they spend their whole day, I bind you. Well, now, that's all right. That's scriptural. But they bind Satan on everything. They stub their toe. They bind Satan. I mean, you know, watch where you're going. Pick your feet up. Yeah, they do. They take off their shoe and a nail is ripped off. And ooh, I bind you. You better bind that toe up before it falls off. But they just get so stupid and so asinine. I don't believe it. And then you're supposed to sit there, and if you don't go along with that, brother, where have you been? You have not got the jewels, the pearls of wisdom. And they're sitting there with that great big toe. I'm not. I know this is of Satan. I know it. Well, maybe God just wanted to, you know, put you on the bench for a while because you're dangerous. Don't you think God does that sometimes? Benches you? I believe it. I've been benched. Makes you appreciate getting in the battle and listening to the voice of the Lord from then on. You make the plays right. See, the essence of a trial lies in my feeling it. The more I feel it, the more I understand. God intended His trials to be felt. His rods are made out of large sticks. They're not made out of wet noodles and feathers. They are a stout stick. And as hits, they fall just where we will feel them, just where we need them. He finds the niches in our armor, so to speak. He spanks us where we'll be sure and feel it. Or maybe we spank our kids on the rump. Maybe we spank them there so that they won't sit down and they'll stand up in their trial. Maybe we need more spankings. Maybe we need more spiritual chastisement so we don't sit down, but that we stand up. Having done all, stand in your trial. Are you hearing this? But also, trials that aren't felt are not, they're very unprofitable to you. What are you going to profit if you don't feel it? Maybe you're going through a thing and say, my God, I've been through this thing right now. I'm feeling like a total wipeout. But if you didn't have that, it would never empty you out. It wouldn't empty you of all your depravities, all those things you've been hiding, claiming they aren't there, worrying about it, sleepless nights about it, and trying to hide those things. Oh, I heard someone just say, oh, that is such negative preachings, I just don't believe it. No, I'll tell you right now, the more we feel, the more we are profited by it. I think a trial that is unfelt is unsanctified, and a trial we do not feel at all cannot be a blessing to us, because you see, we are only blessed by feeling it. Under the authority of God's Holy Ghost, you're going to feel it. Don't be ashamed of being sensitive under affliction. You should be. You're afflicted. Here's one of the kids you got. You got three kids, John C. And the one kid gets afflicted. And the other kids are peeking around the corner. Smiling around the corner.
Do because spanking. Yeah.
And so they walk up. Doobie, get a spanking. And Doobie says, get out of here. Go on. See, sensitive. And when you're under these kind of things, you're going to be sensitive. And it's like everybody's picking on you now. All right, step up. Bring a board. Bring a big one with a nail in it if you want to. Go ahead. Y'all want to crack at me, I know. Nobody loves me. I'm going to go out and eat mud pies. Huh? We get sensitive. We are and we're supposed to be sensitive. After you get a spanking, aren't you sensitive? After you've gone through a spiritual trial, aren't you sensitive? But also you're sensitive to yourself, but also you're sensitive to the needs of others? And these two little characters that are peeking around the corner, they get a spanking. Now they understand. Now they're all sensitive. Well, you think it's funny, do you? Getting a big kick out of it, are you? My mom used to say. Did you enjoy your brother? Did you enjoy seeing his little red bottom? Maybe you need the same experience. I learned to do my laughing away from my mother. Let me tell you. Somehow she knew I'd be somewhere laughing, though. No, you should be sensitive. And so you're sensitive and you're wounded. And oh, God, the whole world is against you. You mean, you know, hey, what's going on? God, answer me, answer me. It's a dry in here and it's so smoky in here. Answer me. And then these other jugs are hanging in there, and they won't answer you. They're all dried up in their own thing. They're going through their own particular trial. But I think many people are running to and fro saying, thus saith the Lord. Self-appointed. doomsday people, who are void of any love whatsoever, unused, full of fat wineskins, no wrinkles, no heat. Or some of them that had been through the smoke and never understood what they were in, and they got bitter. There's a lot of your preachers out there. Did you know that? You hung up in the thing up there, and you blamed the people, and you blamed Satan, you blamed everybody, and God just put you in a trial, and oh man, you're really having a hard time, and so on like that. And I'm sympathetic to your need there and everything, but I can hear on the radio you are so bitter. So bitter. Oh man, fire fall. All because that you had to go through a trial. Say amen. But there are those that think that those have people have a trial. They must have sinned. What did they do? Man, it went down. Whew. They must be weak in the faith. They must have been unfaithful. No, you just go ahead and tell them, hey, man, I am hurting, and I ought to. For God has me in a trial that I might feel it. So that I can say that though that thou slay me, yet will I trust him. I am like a bottle in the smoke. I'm going through a trial right now. But I'm not going to try to, claim my way out of it. I'm down, and I'm feeling like a total, social disgrace, and I'm feeling like, you're listening on the radio? And I'm feeling like a total nothing, and man, I was going along so great, and my ministry and everything was flourishing, and now I feel like a total nothing. I mean, you know what I mean? I just feel, oh, wow, I feel awful. But I know God has got me in a trial. But the bottle in the smoke gets very black, and so does the Christian when he is in the smoke of trial. Or in the smoke of a gospel ministry, or in the smoke of persecution, or in the smoke of their own living. And so you start to lose a little esteem, and you start to hide, and you start to lose your confidence. Maybe you're a preacher, and you've lost your confidence because you've been through a real hellish trial. Maybe that you have to come into the church, and you've lost your confidence, and you don't know it. You don't know enough that God is going to put you, and you've been listening to all this jargon for about 13 years on hyper whatever, and you don't know that God put you through trials, and you're walking down and your heart is thumping. And you get up to the pulpit area and you think to yourself, what have I got to offer? You got a lot to offer. You can talk about the trial you've been in. Don't worry about it. Yeah, but they won't think I had much faith then. And you look at my face. It's all drawn and saggy and wrinkled. I've lost the joy. I've lost everything. I've lost esteem. It's okay. It's okay to feel that way because you're feeling right now your trial. Don't quit the ministry because you're going through a trial. You're just going through a trial. And if you just balance yourself out and say, yes, it is appointed of God that I have this trial, so I come into realistic preaching and get back onto the gospel road. Yeah, but things went all wrong for me, and I went out, and this happened, and that happened, and blah, 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 blah. Did you ever think that God allowed it? Are you really feeling it right now? Good. Because it's going to work to the fruits of righteousness in you. Don't let somebody say, told ya, told ya, told ya, told ya, told ya. Don't worry about them. They're just another trial. Right? Well, here comes the second blast, the ha, 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 ha. Don't worry about them, preacher. See, there's going to be a whole lot of preachers. When the whole thing comes down, when the whole sham comes down, when the whole thing crumbles in,
aren't going to be able to take the trials that are going to come their way because they've been taught differently.
Oh, we think so well of ourselves when we're bright and all goes well.
But when we're under tribulation, when there's no smoke, don't we think well of ourselves? But let the smoke come. You know what it reveals? It reveals the blackness of our own hearts.
See, the trials show us what we...
Go with it.